Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
One has to wonder at decisions made in boardrooms across America that result in the alienation of a company's largest customer base simply to placate a vocal minority with an agenda. Case in point, this week's announcement that Chick-fil-A will no longer support organizations that choose to follow God's standards for human sexuality rather than those of the LGBT movement. To be clear, Chick-fil-A's public relations department tried to steer clear of the controversy by saying that in the future they would give only to organizations that focus on education, hunger, and homelessness. The problem is that everyone and their brother saw through the sham. One of the organizations dropped by Chick-fil-A was the Salvation Army, an organization on the front lines fighting both homelessness and hunger. Unfortunately for them, they also believe that marriage is only between a man and a woman, a fact not lost on gay rights groups and the media, who immediately led with headlines that read, "Chick-fil-A to stop donations to groups with anti-LGBT views." It's sad, really. Sad for those customers whose brand loyalty was based more on Chick-fil-A's corporate values than on the quality of their chicken sandwich. It's also sad for the thousands of franchise owners who chose Chick-fil-A because of their corporate worldview and now face a backlash for something over which they had no control. Unfortunately, Chick-fil-A is not the first corporation to cave to LGBT activists and throw out their Christian values in place since the founding of the company. The Boy Scouts is another example of the fact that walking away from God's values begins a downward spiral that never ends well. In 2013, the Boy Scouts of America decided to admit homosexual scouts. In 2015, they expanded that to include openly homosexual scoutmasters. At that point, millions of current and former scouts, Eagle Scouts, including yours truly, and supporters of scouting walked away from the once venerable organization that had lost its moral compass. The downward spiral continued. In 2018, in an effort to stop hemorrhaging membership, they announced that they would change their name and allow girls into the program, a move that infuriated the leadership of the Girl Scouts of America. Then came news this week that the Boy Scouts were in such dire financial straits that they were mortgaging their crown jewel, the 140,000-acre Philmont Scout Ranch in New Mexico. This is what happens when you alienate your customer base, and ironically, the executive board of Chick-fil-A was in a unique position to understand that. Tim Tisopoulos, president and CEO of Chick-fil-A, and John Bridges, senior vice president, both sit on the board of the Atlanta Area Council of the Boy Scouts of America. They've seen firsthand the fallout when an organization abandons God's principles for political expediency. Sales at Chick-fil-A have been booming despite their stance on marriage. That's about to change as the principles that made them unique are cast aside and they become the home of just another chicken sandwich. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.